Sound power power bay mission gimbal yay. A power tumor that was born with a C-section. It's possible to be used as a power tumor to be retired its main mate. As the Pusik says, Kiyi Valet, only an animal that was born in the normal way is cautioned to be used as a corban. This excludes a Yotze dolphin that's possible to be used as a corban. And so too, it's possible to be used as a paratuma. Even though a paratuma is not a corban, a paratuma is not cut shame is bad. The kedusha that it has is not a kedusha of something that's bought in its back, or the paratuma is not bought in its back. Instead, it has the kedusha of Bedek Habai, something that is cutter to be used in the base Hamigdash. Even so, the paraduma is possible if it's Yossi Dofa, and the reason being is because the Torah calls it a chatas, and since the Torah calls it a chatas, it has the din of a chatas, just like the regular chatas. If it's a Yossi Dofa, it's possible. So too, a paraduma, if it's a Yossi Dofa, it is possible. That's not a mechir pasula. A paraduma, which was an esnat, it was given to a zona for her schar, or a mechir was exchanged for a dot. Such a paraduma is possible to be retired from a mason. Just like all behemoths that were an Esnan or a Mechir is possible to be brought as a Korban, so too a Paraduma, which was an Esnan or Mechir, is invalid to be used as a Paraduma to be retired from a Mason. Rabbi Eliezer Machsh, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He holds that a Paraduma, which was an Esnan or Mechir, is kosher. And Rabbi Eliezer explains his reason, Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Tavi Esnan Zon or Mechir Kela Beis Hashem Elokecha, Ve'ein Zu Balabai. The Pasuk said, yeah, you should not bring an asinine zona or mechir kel to the house of Hashem your God, meaning you shouldn't bring it into the base of Migdash. And this would not include a paraduma according to Rabbi Eliezer, because a paraduma is not brought into the base of Migdash. The paraduma is not a regular korban which is brought in the base of Migdash, so therefore it's not included in the isur of asinine zona and mechir kelav. So even though the Torah calls a paraduma a chatas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would not exactly have the same din of the chatas as if it was an Esan Zona or Mecher Kelev, it would be kosher to be used as a paraduma. But Rabbi Eliezer does not argue with the first din of the Mishnah, as Rabbi Eliezer would agree that a paraduma which was Yotzei Dofen is invalid to be used as a paraduma. Kohan Mumen HaPaisim B'Mukdashim. Paisim B'Par, all movement, all blemishes that possible up a behemoth that is Hegdish, that would possible behemoth from being used as a korba, as a behemoth that has a mum, cannot be brought as a korban. All those type of blemishes would also possible a paraduma to be used to be matar mesim, as the pasuk says by paraduma asher ein ba mum. The paraduma must not have a blemish, but if it has a blemish, it is possible to be used as a paraduma. The same type of blemishes that invalidate a behemoth to be brought to the korban would invalidate a paraduma. Rachav aleha, nishan aleha, nitla bizanva avar ba sanor. Kipo alei tamosera nasan taliso alei psula. Somebody who rides on a paraduma, goes on the back of the paraduma and takes a ride on it, or he leans on the paraduma, or he hung on to the tail of the paraduma in order that the paraduma would cross him the river, if he didn't know how to swim. So he hung on to the paraduma's tail to get to the other side of the river. Or if he folded up the rope that was used to tie the paraduma and he placed that rope on the back of the paraduma, or if he put his cloak on the paraduma, all these things would invalidate the paraduma from being used to be matir mason, as the pasuk says by paraduma asher lo Allah aleha, all no you could be put on the paraduma. And Chazal learn out from Egar Rufa that not only a yoke that is put on a paraduma would possible, but any avoda, any type of work that is done with the paraduma would invalidate the paraduma. So something as simple as folding up a rope and placing it on the paraduma's back, that would invalidate the paraduma since it's doing an avoda by carrying that rope on its back. Avokashra of the Moisera. But if he tied the paraduma with a rope, also a sandal with social tachlit, or he made for the paraduma a sandal, he put it on its feet in order that the paraduma should not slip. Paras taliso ale mipne hazvuvin ksheira. Or if he spread a cloak over the back of the paraduma to protect it from bugs so that he shouldn't be bitten by bugs, in such a case, the paraduma would be kosher. Even though he's doing an avoda by carrying the rope which is used to tie him with, or by carrying the shoe on his foot, or by carrying the toss that you spread on him so that the bugs shouldn't bite him, that would not invalidate the paraduma, since all these things are for the benefit of the paraduma itself, not so that it should do work, but to protect the paraduma. That haklah. This is a general rule. Kol shehu l'tzorach ha'ksheira, Pitzarech Acher Psuch. Anytime you're putting something on the Paraduma for the need of the Paraduma, not that the Paraduma should do work, but to protect the Paraduma in such a case, that would not invalidate the Paraduma would be kosher. But if you put something on the Paraduma for a different purpose, not for the purpose of the Paraduma, for some other purpose, in such a case, that would be considered that the Paraduma is doing a malacha since it's carrying something on his back. So therefore, that would invalidate the Paraduma, as any work that's done with the Paraduma would invalidate the Paraduma. So the Paraparabeth Mishnah Dalla Shachan allow a Kshira. If a bird would rest on the back of a Paraduma, the Paraduma would be kosher. That would not invalidate the Paraduma. And even though the Paraduma is doing avoda, the Paraduma is carrying the oaf on its back. But Chazal learned out that any work that is not wanted by the owner would not invalidate the Paraduma. The Paraduma does work, but the owner of the Paraduma does not want it to do that work. The Paraduma would be kosher. Only work that is wanted by the owner of the Paraduma would invalidate the Paraduma. And in this case, the owner didn't necessarily want that an oaf would rest on the back of the Paraduma, and that the Paraduma should carry the oaf on its back. So since the owner did not want it, this type of work does not invalidate the Paraduma. Allah le zachar fasul. If a zachar, a male, a bull, will mount on the Paraduma, in such a case, the Paraduma would be puzzled. Now, this is an avoda. This is considered an avoda that invalidates the Paraduma. Now, the Mefarshim asks that the owner of the Paraduma would not want that the bull would mount on the Paraduma. The Paraduma is worth a lot of money. The Paraduma is sold for a lot of money since it's very hard to find a Paraduma. As simply two black hairs with possible Paraduma, so it's difficult to find a Paraduma that doesn't have two black hairs. So since it's worth a lot of money, the owner would not want a Zohar to mount on the Paraduma, as this would cause him to lose a lot of money, as he can't sell it for a Paraduma since it's not kosher anymore. And we just said that if the owner does not want the avoda to be done, it would not invalidate the Paraduma. The Mefarshim give an answer to this question. They said that since, had this part not been a Paraduma, had it been a regular part, the owner would want the Zohar to mount on it, as he would want the part to become impregnated and to give him blood oaths, even though in this case it's a Paraduma and he doesn't want the Zohar to mount on it. But since in a regular case he would want the Zohar to mount on it, it's considered an avoda that the owner would want and would invalidate the Paraduma. Another answer to this question is given that if the Chachamim would tell that if a Zohar mounts on the par, it would not invalidate the par, since the owner would not want it, as he doesn't want to lose the value of the par. And once the Chacham would say that the person would want the Zohar to mount on the par, the only reason he doesn't want the Zohar to mount on the par is because it would invalidate the par. But if the Chacham would say that it doesn't invalidate the par, then he would want the Zohar to mount on the par. And since that's the case, if the Zohar mounts on the par, it would pass on the par, since in essence the person wants the Zohar to mount on the par. The only reason he doesn't want the Zohar to mount on the par is because of the loss of money that would be involved. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im Heleu Psula. Rabbi Yehuda says sometimes the Zohar mounts on the par, it passes it, and sometimes it does not. If the owner himself is the one that caused the Zohar to mount on the par, that would pass on the par. Or even if the owner didn't cause the Zohar to mount on the par, but he wanted that the Zohar should mount on the par, that's as if he did it himself, and that would invalidate the par. But if the Zohar mounted on the par by itself, and the owner did not want the Zohar to mount on the par, in such a case, the Paraduma would not be puzzled. That would not be considered an avoda, and it would be kosher to be used to be matar. Somebody became tame to him.